There was a lot of public interest at Curry Health's virtual board meeting on Friday, April 3rd. Many folks participated in the remote meeting wanting to know why Curry Health has fired or furloughed doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers. And they found out. The Curry Health Network is in a tough situation. It's trying to find and save money while at the same time make plans for what could be a surge in COVID-19 patients. And nearly 200 Curry Health employees have been affected. Curry Health CEO Ginny Williams says some have been terminated, others reassigned, and that many of the doctors and nurses at Curry Health have been changed from full-time to per diem employees. Williams says that makes them eligible for unemployment benefits, and she says it will save the Curry Health Network about $1.3 million a month. Something you should know, Curry Health is just one of many other hospitals in the same kind of financial difficulty. That's because hospital income has been cut across the board, the result of several factors. Elective and non-essential surgeries and procedures have been put on hold, and people just aren't using hospital departments like radiology, physical therapy, and the emergency department. At Curry Health Network, ER visits alone are down 65% to 70% from last month. But Curry Health also carries a large debt. That's partly due to the construction of the new hospital and partly due to the opening of Brookings' standalone emergency department. So that means Curry Health is ahead of the curve when it comes to financial woes, and that's got Curry Health CEO Ginny Williams scrambling for money. She says she's working with hospital vendors and is asking for a 3-month extension on bills. She's also looking for loan forgiveness from the USDA. Curry Health is also looking for grants and loans that become grants and is asking Medicare for an advance based on its past billing. Right now, monthly NUT is about $4 million for Curry Health, and Williams says in order to stay open, Curry Health is going to need to find another $1.3 million every month until this crisis ends. We did ask Williams about rumors that Curry Health was looking for a loan from the Curry County Road Fund, but she said she has no plans to touch road fund dollars and has not spoken to Curry County commissioners about it. But the reality is this. Right now, Curry Health is playing a waiting game, trying to keep its doors open and preparing for the expected surge of patients to show up while simultaneously looking for funding and trying to keep healthcare workers on hand. Curry Health CEO Ginny Williams says she hopes that by paying doctors and nurses on a per diem basis, they'll be able to help when, if COVID-19 comes to Curry County. And you should know that Curry General is putting color-coded COVID-19 protocol in place right now. Patients are separated literally at the door, so if you have no fever or cough, you're sent to a blue area. If you do have fever or cough, you're seen in a yellow area. Now, as of April 4th, 64 people have been tested for COVID-19 by Curry Health. 44 results have returned negative, and 20 results are still pending. KCIW understands that there may have been some private practice doctors here in Curry County who have also tested patients, but again, as of April 4th, we have no positive COVID-19 results here in Curry County. And the latest projections say the first week in May is when things will peak, meaning that's when the most people will be sick at the same time. And that's when hospitals, including Curry General, will likely be inundated. We do know that social distancing has helped to flatten the curve, and health officials say the latest projections of the COVID-19 pandemic in Oregon show that if people can maintain current social distancing measures for at least another month, there will be enough hospital beds for patients here in Oregon. And that's because projections, which are prepared by the Institute for Disease Modeling, show that if people do continue to follow the current local social distancing measures into early May, coronavirus transmission rates could be cut between 50 and 70%. It seems to be working because the Oregon Health Authority said there is strong evidence that the measures currently in place in Oregon are reducing transmission. So, how many patients can Curry General handle? We're told Curry Health has 18 hospital beds and could double up patients in the same room to increase that number to 36. There's also a possibility of adding another 11 beds on other floors for a total of 47 patient beds, and Curry General also has 6 ventilators on hand. For KCIW News, I'm Lori Gallo-Stoddard.